You're now tapped into Go Lightly Radio with Amanda Nicole, an uplifting and informative podcast for crystal lovers, spiritual seekers, and intuitive boss babes learning to manifest abundance and fulfill their soul's purpose. We're coming together to provide modern insight into the power of crystal healing, honoring daily spiritual practice, and why aligning your chakras is more important than keeping up with the Kardashians. Here's your host and crystal bestie, Amanda Nicole.
Hey guys, welcome to Go Lightly Radio. My name is Amanda Nicole and I am your crystal bestie. I cannot believe that by the time that you guys hear this, it will already be October. We have a full moon on the 1st and I just think that that's so cool. I absolutely love the month of October. I do so much of my own spiritual work during this time and I just feel like my connection to spirit and my ancestors is just so extremely heightened, I make sure to dedicate a lot of time to connecting. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to recommend a few crystals to work with over the next few weeks. So these are Black Moonstone, Indigo Gabbro, Obsidian, even Snowflake Obsidian. I feel like these three crystals are just so appropriate and so powerful to work with while the veil is thin and just while you're doing any type of spiritual work. Feel free to send me a message and let me know what you're working on this month, keeping in mind that it's always about the intention behind the energy that you are directing. Okay, so most of you guys know this, but some of you may not. My husband, Joe, is also my business partner. We've been together going on 11 years, so not only has he watched Go Lightly unfold, but he was literally there from the beginning when I first started getting into crystals myself. I couldn't ask for a more supportive and loving husband, and I'm really, really excited for you guys to get to know him a little bit better. In the first 20 episodes of Go Lightly Radio, I wanted to cover not only the basics about crystals and crystal healing, but also answer just like any questions that I get asked the most by my clients and by you guys on Instagram. I thought now that we've done that, it would be a really good time to start inviting guests on the show to bring new insight from different perspectives and also just kind of cultivate powerful conversations about topics that we might not cover otherwise. With that being said, I couldn't think of a better first guest for Go Lightly Radio than the man who owns 49% of the company. Ha! We laugh about that all the time, and I always make sure to bring it up whenever we're doing any work at the bank. Joe is an Aries, I'm a Leo. We're literally a match made in heaven. So you guys, please welcome my best friend, my business partner, and my hubby, Joe, to the show.
I am so excited to be doing the show with you this week because I am always on the other side of the microphone, right? Like I'm always producing the show and helping you prepare for the show and so on and so forth. So this is very exciting for me. And thank you for all of the nice things that you just said about me. I feel so special right now.
This is your time, babe.
I'm living in it.
It also makes me a little bit nervous that you have your own microphone.
I know. I feel like extra important right now.
Okay. So my first question is, well, I have to ask, what crystal do you have on you right now?
Right now, I have my natural citrine tumble, and I also have a little small flat piece of hematite. These are two of my favorite pocket stones. I mean, you know, I'm a pocket stone person, and I carry these two with me almost every day. Natural citrine, I think, for like the manifesting and everything that you taught me about how powerful natural citrine is. And then hematite for, you know, keeping me grounded and kind of on the right path. So I carry these two with me every single day.
I feel like that those are your go-to crystals.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Totes.
All right. So what did you think, and be completely honest, what did you think when I first started getting into crystals?
When you first started getting into crystals, I could tell how passionate you were about what they were doing for you. And that was very important to me because I know that like There were some challenges that you had with anxiety and stuff, and I could tell that they were just like working their magic with you, and it was inspiring to see because it really helped you. And although it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, I was like, wow, this is awesome because it's working. And I could see how much you loved working with them and how they kind of inspired you to, you know, change and grow and all that good stuff. So I didn't fully understand, but I fully support it 100%.
Yeah, you were always really interested and just like supportive.
I think I was very interested. I'm still very interested. I think it's so crazy that you know, we have the opportunity to work with these things, and that they've helped so many people through so many different things, including you and even me. So you know, like I said, I didn't understand, but I supported, and I was welcoming of the concept for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because I think something that like a lot of people deal with is like when they first start getting into crystals, having to explain it to their friends and family can be difficult because they just don't really know what to expect. You know what I mean? Like, we know firsthand, like when we tell people what we do, it's one of two responses. People are either like really excited and want to talk more about it, or they're kind of like not sure really where to go with the conversation. So yeah. I think that having somebody like you, I was so lucky. You were so supportive and so just like, just encouraging of what I was doing.
Well, I think that's part of growing is welcoming new ideas and new perspectives and things that you may not fully understand. I think that's how we learn the most, is from those kinds of things. So, you know, having an open mind and being welcoming to, you know, things that we don't fully understand at the time, I think is very important to personal growth. So, you know, I think that's a very important thing to keep in mind.
100%. Okay, so when did you first start working with crystals yourself?
When did I first start working with crystals? Let's see. It was probably the first trip that we took to Sedona. That trip changed my life, and crystals were a big part of that. We did a lot of hiking that trip, and I think my favorite memory from that trip was we hiked up Bell Rock, and we went as high as we possibly could. And I remember we got to a point where I was like, I wasn't afraid of the heights. And I was like, wow, this is so cool. And you were like, okay, I'm going over here to do my thing. And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to go over here to do my thing. And I had my Healerite pocket stone with me. And at the time, I just like, I thought it was cool. It was like this lime green pocket stone that was like really easy to hold, and it was cool. And I pulled it out of my pocket, and I was sitting there on the side of Bell Rock looking out over the valley, and I actually meditated for the first time in my life. And you know, like, I've always struggled with meditating. Like, I've never been good at it. I always need your help with it. And like, you always help me with like the guided meditations and stuff. And like, that's why I think those are so awesome. But I struggled with meditating for a long time, and I still do. But on the side of Bell Rock that day, holding my Healerite, I meditated for the first time in my life, and I physically felt something. And I was like, I was taken back by it. And it wasn't just like the beautiful views and like being in Sedona and on top of Bell Rock. All of that stuff was fantastic. But I looked down and I was holding this Healerite in my hand, and I was like, there is a purpose. Like, there's a reason that I'm holding this rock right now on the side of this mountain. And that moment kind of shifted my entire outlook on crystal healing and meditating, and just kind of all the things that you've taught me over the years and everything. It's just been so inspirational. So I would say, I don't remember even what year that was, but that trip, that Sedona trip, was the first time that I actually was like, I had an experience meditating with a crystal, and I was like, okay, you know, I want to learn more about this and kind of get more involved with what you were doing and start working with the stones, you know, more often.
Yeah, 100%. I think that it's like when you're working with a crystal and when you have that experience, it's on such a soul level that I know it can be difficult to kind of explain to people like what you felt and what you were thinking and like everything that was going on because it's so personal. But I just think it's like so inspiring. And I think that everyone kind of has their own story with crystals and just like what kind of sparked that, like just knowing that something's happening. Do you know what I mean? So that's a really cool story. And I was excited for you to share that with everybody. Okay. What is your favorite crystal and why?
I don't know if I could just pick one. I'm kind of like you. I have a few. Healerite obviously has a special place in my heart for the reasons I just shared. So I love healerite. I love holding healerite. It just feels good to hold. It's like a soft stone that's like, it's calming. Like, it makes me feel good. So I love healerite. I love moldavite. Moldavite's up there for me. I love sci-fi and space stuff. I'm a total like Star Wars nerd. I love Star Trek. So I'm like, I've always been fascinated with space. And the fact that moldavite fell to the earth from space is just incredible and very, very interesting. So I love moldavite, even though I guess it's technically not a crystal, but it's up there as one of my favorite stones to work with and to have on me. Pyrite is huge for me. I am all about manifesting abundance, and I think pyrite, like I mentioned earlier, I carry my natural citrine with me every day. On days when I have like a big meeting or a big opportunity or something is happening with, you know, my other companies, I switch out the hematite with my pyrite. So I'm doubled up with like pyrite and natural citrine in my pocket on those days. So I love pyrite, and then obviously natural citrine too is up there. So healerite, moldavite, pyrite, and natural citrine. Those are my faves.
That's actually so amazingly convenient for me because every time I go crystal shopping,
yeah,
I exactly. find natural citrine or pyrite that needs to come home with us, and I just know that you're totally
on board. Yeah, I'm just like, okay, bring it home. Let's do this.
Yeah, we need this.
Yeah.
Okay, so my next question you kind of just answered, like, how do you incorporate crystals into your everyday life? You said, like, you love pocket stones, you love tumbled stones, you love just pieces that you're able to have in your pocket so you can have them and work with the energy every day. I love that. A lot of people don't know that you actually have a few other businesses outside of Go Lightly, which is incredible because you're, like, the busiest person I know. So tell everybody what you do outside of our company.
Okay. So my background is in branding and marketing and business and operations and things of that nature. So I own a clothing brand that we started back in 2012. So the brand is about to turn 9 years old here in about 4 months. So that started as a passion project and turned into a relatively successful business that is continuing to grow. So I'm very excited about that one. And then I also own a marketing and branding company that specializes in signage. So we do all kinds of event signage. We do signage for businesses and brands and all kinds of cool stuff for local businesses and even businesses all over the country that kind of host events and do stuff like that. So I do that. And just recently, my best friend and business partner and I decided to kind of put together a new brand and a new company. So we're starting to work on that project as well. So I've got a lot on my plate. But I learn a lot through these different ventures and through from the people that I work with, and I try to apply what I learned from all of that experience into what we're doing with Go Lightly. And I think it's really helped Go Lightly kind of take the next steps and go in the direction that it needed to go. So yeah, I think that's probably a good summary of all that I'm doing outside of here.
Yeah, and I feel like now would be a really good time for you to share more about what you actually do for our company, because I'm not sure everybody really knows your level of involvement.
Yeah. So I'm like the behind the scenes guy. I'm your assistant.
Oh, I love when you say that.
I go and get your coffee.
He does.
And I make you dinner all the time.
Every night.
But for the company, I do all of the behind the scenes stuff. I produce the podcast. I am organizing the live sales. You know, you guys will hear me in the background catching up on all of the crystal adoptions that you're claiming throughout the live sales. I'm helping pack and ship. I update the website. I'm helping with photography. I'm kind of doing all of the things that a business and brand need to succeed. Outside of, you know, being the face of the brand, obviously, which is what you are, and you know, working with the crystals and connecting people with the crystals and obviously searching for the crystals and all that good stuff. You, however, do all of the travel planning, which is kind of interesting because that would fall under like my responsibilities.
I love it under
like a normal circumstance, but like you're a wizard with travel planning.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of funny.
No, definitely. I love booking our travel, but I also think like more and more you've been helping me like in selecting crystals. Like you have a really good eye for things that, sometimes like I might just not consider in the moment. And even like, I like to put crystals into groups. I see groups of crystals when I start selecting for like our live sales or for offerings, and I love to like get your opinion, and I value it so much. But I think that like as we've been going to more and more shows and having more and more meetings with the people that we shop with, I've really noticed like your involvement in like helping me select. So
well, I try. I guess I'll never be as good as you are at doing that stuff, but I do like certain things about certain crystals that we come across, and I think it's good to have a second set of eyes with you. You know, you mentioned in the last episode how busy these gem shows are, and until you go to a gem show and you're actually there for work, it's hard to understand how challenging it could be with all of the people and all of the things going on. To really stay focused and find the right pieces. So, you know, I kind of try to help in that regard. And then obviously, like, you know, strengthening the relationships with the friends that we've made along the way and, you know, the different dealers and vendors that we work with is very important. And I think that's something that, you know, I try to do a pretty good job at as well. So I think We're the perfect team
For so many reasons, but I should have mentioned, it's like you're really, really good at doing a bunch of things at once, where I'm not like that. Like
yeah.
I have to be present in what I'm doing. I'm very like focused on like what is right in front of me. And so I think that like while I'm selecting crystals, you're like finding out everything that one could possibly need to know, like who mined the crystals, the exact location that they came from, just staying on top of all of that, which is so important to know. And like, I'm diving into the crystals. Well, you're like,
yeah. Well, it's funny to hear like when we're shopping with people at the shows and I pull out my binder and they're like, whoa, you're so organized. I'm like, yes, I have to be, because when we get home, this is going to be very overwhelming. So
yeah,
I think it all works out.
Awesome. Okay. So what is your favorite thing about what we do? Like when it comes to Go Lightly, what is your just like driving force?
Oh, this is easy. But by far my favorite thing about what we do is reading the messages that you get about the people that we're helping. I think it's like, that is so powerful to read some of the messages that you get and hear from the people that connect with you and connect with the crystals. That is by far the driving force of why I love doing what we do so much. There's so many things that I love about Go Lightly and what we've created and what we continue to build on. And, I love to travel with you. And I think, you know, we've created some of the best memories of our lives on some of these trips. I love to travel. I love to try new vegan restaurants, obviously. I love that we get to, shop some of the most incredible crystal and mineral specimens in the world at times. Mm-hmm. I think it's incredible to see not only what the earth has produced, but how beautiful some of these pieces are after they've been kind of set up for us to look at and you know, potentially purchase. So that's really fun. Just as an example, being able to hold some of these crystals that are worth what they're worth is like mind blowing. Mm-hmm. So that's like one of my favorite things to do. I don't know. There's so much. Like I'm so grateful that we are in control of our own lives. We're not going to work every day for someone else, to make someone else's dreams come true. We're here working harder than we've ever worked, longer hours than we've ever worked. But we're both doing what we love to do, and we're helping other people, and we're making our own dreams come true, and I think that's very inspiring. So, I don't know. Does that answer the question?
That totally answers the question, and that one actually came to me. We were up until about 4 a.m. the other night packing and shipping, and I was just thinking how grateful I am. Like, I'm just, I don't know, it's almost like...
Wouldn't trade it for anything.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, so now for some personal questions, so everyone can get to know you a little bit deeper. What is a book that you think that everybody should read?
A book that I think everyone should read is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. This is by far my favorite book. Every time I read it over and over again, and every time I read it, I learn something new from it. It has changed my outlook on day-to-day life, decision-making, just everything. It's helped me grow as a person and as an individual. So I always recommend this book. Anybody that's like looking for something new to read or something that they can learn from, Think and Grow Rich is by far the book that everyone needs to read.
Amazing. And what inspires you?
What inspires me? You inspire me. You're one of my greatest inspirations. I think watching you work every day, how hard you work, and how much you're helping people is a huge inspiration. I'm also very inspired by challenge. In my other company, we started it back in 2012, and it's been a very long road. And I think one of the things that that long road has taught me is that all of the challenges that we went through, they made us better, and we learned and we grew from them. So I embrace challenge, and I'm inspired by challenge, more so than success. You know, success is great, and it feels good, and it's nice to be successful. But I think, you know, the challenges and the struggles are more inspiring to me for sure.
That's awesome. What is one of the most important things that you've learned in your life thus far?
Wow, this is a good question.
I'm really like...
You're on a roll right now.
I'm in it. I'm committed.
One of the most important things that I've learned in my life is that the only opinion of yourself that matters is your own. And I think it's so important for us to remember this, especially like... with the way that social media is and the way and how quickly, social media and influencers and celebrities and all of these people can change how you feel about yourself and make you think certain ways and make you want to believe certain things. none of those people are living your life. You are in control of your fate and your destiny and everything that happens in your life, you are in control of. And the only opinion of yourself that matters is yours. And I think being true to yourself and being honest in all things is so very important. There's no wrong way to do the right thing, I think is probably the easiest way to put it. The right thing is always the right thing, and staying true and honest is so important.
You kind of remind me of a crystal, because you are like so just authentic and like who you are, and you don't change for anything or anyone, no matter what's going on around you. And I don't know, you kind of remind me of a crystal right now.
Well, I appreciate that. I think the reason
best compliment ever.
Yeah, the reason I think it's so important, and the reason why I think I've gotten to be that way, is because listening to other people's opinions of you and what you should do or shouldn't do and how you should act or not act or be or not be, all of those things cultivate insecurity. And when you're insecure, you're unable to live your life's purpose. And I think, you have to embrace, your differences and what makes you, unique and use that as a way to separate yourself from others, and especially in business, separate yourself from your competition. So, staying true, honest, and doing the right thing and being authentic is the most important way to live your purpose. And I think that, that provides security for yourself too, and increases self-esteem and all that good stuff. So, I mean, we could do a whole podcast episode about that, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay, and last question. What do you hope to be remembered for?
I hope to be remembered simply for being a good man. I think with everything, all the things that people strive for in their lives, I think we're all here for a purpose. I think, everyone's purpose is different in one way or another. I think that, if you fulfill your life's purpose and your soul's purpose for the right reasons, you leave behind a legacy of authenticity and a legacy that can be remembered as, Joe was a good man. Not everyone might agree with him, but he was a good man, and he did things the right way, and worked hard and took care of his family, and kind of those things that I think are most important to me. Those are the things that I want to be remembered for.
You're like the most amazing soul I've ever met in my life, so I think that falls under
thanks.
A very good man. Okay, I think that's a really good question to end on. This has been so much fun. Thank you for doing this with me.
No, wait. There's one more. I have one more. I have a question for you. When do I get a raise?
Oh, my God. To be determined.
Yeah. To be determined.
I don't even think you would know what to do with a raise if you got one.
I was expecting that answer. That's fine.
You know what? 2020 has been a crazy year, so you just... You never know.
Yeah.
Don't give up hope.
2020 might be the year I get a raise.
Yeah, could you imagine? All right. Thank you guys so much for listening today. I feel so just blessed to be able to work alongside my husband, just doing something that we're both so passionate about. And I don't know, I hope that comes across through everything that we do together. And I hope that you guys picked up on that today. I think it's really cool that within our company, there's a perfect balance, of like the feminine and the masculine, and we both bring something different to the table. And it's just, I'm very proud. So we both share such a love for crystals and their healing, but most importantly, a love for helping others. So with that said, I love you guys. We both do. We're so grateful for all of you, and I will be back next week.
Thanks so much for listening. If today's episode inspired you, make sure to rate us 5 stars, leave a review, and subscribe. Also remember to follow Go Lightly Crystals on Instagram and visit GoLightlyHealing.com to find today's show notes and anything else you might need to help you live your best life. Until next time, keep your crystals cleansed, chakras balanced, and affirmations on repeat.